Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
We are talking Cavs at the moment because we want to know if the Celtics' recent struggles have sort of made your eyes grow a little wider as you look ahead to like, oh, this team could be beaten. I think Jake is right. I think there's a flip the switch sort of mentality and thought process with that team because they're just so good and you know they're going to give you their A game no matter what, especially once they get to the playoffs. And once you win a championship, there always is a little bit, I think, of coasting that goes on, especially during regular season. But as we talk about whether or not they should make a trade at the deadline, I do think, Jake, and I've been thinking about this more the last couple days, like, in some respects, I wonder if this team is almost immune to, like, vibes being thrown off. What I mean by that is, like, yes, I'm not saying you insert the most, like, problematic person and just completely disrupt vibes in the locker room. That's not what I'm saying. But I do think, like, Donovan Mitchell, since he's gotten here, seems like one of the most down-to-earth star players in the NBA that there is. And he truly does seem like he gets along with pretty much everybody on the team. He really is a good leader in terms of like staying sort of even keel, not getting too high, not getting too low. We talk so much about that specific thing with Donovan Mitchell. And he sets the tone for this group. I also think the other guys are like younger, right? Like they're still sort of finding their own footing. Evan Mobley's still kind of finding his voice. That they will all kind of be respectful of, you know, where they're all kind of at different points. I don't think, yeah, I mean, Cam Johnson and Jared Allen didn't cross paths in Brooklyn, I don't believe. So, like, there's not like that connection there. But, Jared Allen's so easy to get along with, too. Like, I think that the personalities you have on this team make it so, yeah, like, you might trade somebody that they're close with, but you bring in the right person, and if that was Cam Johnson, great. I think they would do whatever it took to kind of make that work, and you don't... I think we're almost making too big of a deal out of the chemistry thing. I think these players understand. It's part of the business. Sometimes rosters change and stuff like that. I'm not saying they just need to go out and, like, sell the farm and trade off pieces and whatever and blow it all up in the sense of, like, we don't care about any of this. Like, you do have to kind of balance some of that. But I don't think it's going to be so detrimental if you were to trade like Caris LeVert and somebody else and a couple first round picks or a bunch of picks for Cam Johnson. Like I think you would still have enough intact here, especially with the guys of the core four, that you could figure it out. Now that's the thing that might piss off Donovan Mitchell. Like if you go trade Darius Garland out from under his nose or something like that, that might ruffle feathers. But Donovan Mitchell committed to you. And so you kind of owe it to him as the star player on this team to have a little bit of that LeBron mentality of like, okay, yeah, we're good, but can we put this team even further over the top and make like build a true championship team around Donovan Mitchell and make us ourselves like that much better and use this window to the max? Because you know if LeBron was here, no matter what the record was, he would be pushing for more moves to be made. So it's almost like making yourself have that mentality because you know Mitchell's not going to do that. But they kind of owe it to him, and they owe it to the organization to try.
The vibes thing is so overrated because, of course, the vibes are high right now.
Yeah, Spencer, they're winning.
They're 36-6 or whatever the hell they are. Like, that is insane. Like, yes, winning cures all. And not to mention, they're still sort of in this honeymoon phase. Like, you need to see this team not have high vibes. Look at last year. I mean, they won a playoff series, and vibes weren't high.
Yeah.
Like, they were... It's one of the most like mellowed out teams I've ever seen. I mean, they literally looked like, for lack of better terms, like drunk.
Yeah.
Like they looked like they were just out of it entirely. Every time they walked into a press conference, I never saw everybody cracking jokes and smiling. When Kenny Atkinson gets here, though, and things are new and things are fresh, and then you start winning games, yeah, it smiles all around. Everybody's all about the vibes, and things are going well. I'm just not sure that necessarily, you know, holds up once you stop winning. And how do you stop winning? You sit there, you get complacent, and you don't make a trade. And you don't try to get better on a team that is already fundamentally built on like an error. It is built on an error. There are like eight wings without having a true number one. Like, you do not have a true athletic wing, yet you have like six of them in the building. It is impossible to actually have this team compete and be that great when push comes to shove. Well, when you actually go up against teams in the playoffs, when they, you know, those teams that sort of turn it up a notch, because the Cavs, you imagine, already turned up to 9 or 10. Hey, how much more do they have? These other teams have another level. And like the Boston Celtics, I don't think you get that same just sort of like easy walkthrough that you're getting on a lot of these teams.
Well, and I do think the Cavs have another level, but it's so contingent on those role players performing to a higher level of expectation than probably what they actually have. And that was the case early in the season. But as some of these guys have regressed back to the mean, I don't know. And to your other point, like, those guys are depending on, are they going to even play in the playoffs? Because is your rotation going to be 10, 11 deep when you get to the postseason? That's the big question. But I do think Kenny Atkinson, who you mentioned, is the other key component of my thought here on them being almost like immune to messing up the vibes. Because last year, I don't know that there was a lot of trust left in J.B. Bickerstaff. That's part of the reason why you win a playoff series and vibes still weren't really great and some things were said and whatever, like, and why he ends up fired, right? I think vibes are a little shaky. Kenny right now, he has cachet through the roof. First of all, because he's new. Second of all, because what he's done to this point has worked masterfully. So if he walks in and goes to Kobe Altman's office and he's like, listen, I like our team. If we're staying pat, I can deal with that. I can make it work. We're going to be great. But if we get Cam Johnson, I think this team can turn it up to even another notch. I think like everybody would be bought in, and I think he'd be able to make it work because everybody trusts Kenny Atkinson right now to make whatever they have in front of them work, because that's how brilliant he's been as a coach. So that's the other part of this for me, is like, I think Kenny's, as much as Donovan's a big part of it, and his ability to be very amenable and just the type of personality that he is, I think Kenny Atkinson and what he's brought to this team and the cachet that he has right now and the trust that he has right now is another reason why I don't feel panicked if they were to make a move and quote-unquote ruin the chemistry that's already here.
No, Kenny definitely is that. If you want me to take a bet, I would probably say that Kenny's already walked into Kobe Altman's office and probably had that conversation. I don't know if it's about Cam Johnson, but definitely about getting this team an athletic wing.
Can we get somebody to ask him that post-game? Hey, have you walked into Kobe Altman's office and asked him if
we can spice things up?
We should make a trade at the deadline.
Like, I mean, if he's coming out and saying it in press conferences, like, yeah, I agree. Athletic wings give us a problem. Like, he knows those are all around the NBA, right? Like, the best teams in the NBA all have those. You weren't even playing nearly the best one. We're playing Lu Dort. Okay, like, no disrespect to Lu Dort. He's a good player. He lit us up. But, like, he's not the stars of the NBA. It's not like you're playing, I guess Giannis wouldn't really be a wing. But, like, you're not playing, I mean, for the clear examples, Jaylen Brown and Jason Tatum. Like, you're playing Lu Dort. It is a much different scenario than having to play those two guys. And if you're just willing to openly admit that saying, hey, the strength of our greatest rival this season is our biggest weakness, you think he hasn't walked into Kobe's office and been like, hey, you think we should want to, I don't know, at least try to counter one of these guys? I think he probably has already had that conversation. And if, you know, publicly, maybe that's just a little like nudge to Kobe of like, I told you, like, we need one. Here you go. Here's my little like public comment towards that.
Let's go to the phones. BP and Pepper Pike always wants to talk Cavs with us. What's up, BP?
Come on, BP.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Pretty good, man. What's up?
Good show. No, you know, I would definitely love to see the Cavs, you know, take a big swing at Cam Johnson. I think he would put us over the top. I still, like you guys just mentioned, the Celtics have been struggling. They're like, you know, basically 5-5 over the last 10 games. You know, they've lost to some pretty curious teams. Like, they've lost to Toronto, you know, the Hawks, you know, some bad at home even. So they can be had. You know, yeah, we were embarrassed by Oklahoma City, but that's going to happen in an 82-game season. And, you know, Shai Gilgeous, Alexander's on a roll. So if the Cavs could get Cam Johnson, I do not mind. I would like to part with Isaac Okoro, you know, and Dean Wade, maybe Jalen Tyson, you know, some combination of two or three guys, because they're not going to play all these guys anyways They're like you said, and we've all said, they're not going to play 10 or 11 guys in the playoffs. They're going to shorten this thing down to 8 or 9 guys. Well, give me Cam Johnson in that rotation, and I think we could win it all. I really do. And I think, just like Ohio State tonight, I was going to say, you guys are the sons of the shoe, so, you know, you guys can, you know, a winner when you see one. I think Ohio State's going to win tonight, and I think if the Cavs can make one more tweak, they can win it all in June.
I like the thought process there, BP. I think that's well said. Yeah, listen, she throws out some of the names there. Like, obviously, you wish it was as simple as, like, yeah, let's just package a bunch of these role players together and get Cam Johnson. There's going to be more involved. You're going to have to give up at least a first-round pick. I saw there was a report yesterday that, like, Brooklyn really wants, like, multiple first-round picks. I don't even know if the Cavs can give up multiple yet. I think they can only give up their 2031 one right now.
I'm pretty sure,
the
yeah.
rest are tied up with Donovan Mitchell, the Donovan Mitchell trade. But, yeah, like, those are the names that are going to come to mind. Caris LeVert's on an expiring contract. And, you know, you're going to have to figure out the money situation anyway this offseason. But I'm starting to come around more and more to the idea, because I just think we've talked so much the last couple weeks about vibes and messing them up. I agree with you. I think it's an overrated subject at this point.
Yeah, like, we just – it keeps getting hit on. And I think people are using it as a tool to be complacent.
Yeah.
It is a tool to be complacent. Hey, this team's good. Don't make any changes. It's literally the Guardians. It is the Guardians of last year being like, they're great at the deadline. Don't be, don't sit there and make a move. And I'm sitting there saying, hey, make a move, please. Like, we need pitching, make a move. And everyone's like, loser mentality. They're be happy they're doing good.
Yeah, no. That was me at the deadline. I said the Guardians should have done something more.
And then you get to the playoffs, and guess what? You don't have starting pitching.
Yeah, you know what? Now that I think about it, I'm mad that I even had the stance about vibes in the first place. Well, I'm glad I'm walking this back, because I can't sit there for one team and be like, no, you can't mess with the vibes. And then for the other team, be like, make a trade, damn it. Like, no, it doesn't work like that. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you. This entire thing has gotten blown out of proportion. I think this team can make it work with whatever trade were to happen. I don't think they're going to sit there and, like, cry and then start to stink because Caris LeVert gets traded at the deadline. And that's no offense to Caris LeVert. I like Caris LeVert. He's clearly a good he's clearly a good fit in the locker room. All those guys get along. But if you can make this team better, I think that they would be bought into that, because Donovan Mitchell says it all the time. Like, he's never going to be held in a certain esteem until he goes deeper in the playoffs. This would be a move to help you go deeper in the playoffs.
Being good is not a reason to not make a trade, period.
Yeah. I agree. I'm coming around to that idea more and more, and I'm glad that today I had a chance to have Jake as my therapist to sort of walk me through this, because now I have so much clarity now. It all makes so much more sense than it did before. We'll continue this in a minute. Anthony in Cleveland, we'll get to you. Also coming up, Jake realized that when it comes to being sick, he is still a child. We'll explain in about 5 or 6 minutes from now. It's Spencer German. It's Jake Volnick with you on The Fan.